Yeah, we'll break.
Okay.
Yep.
Matter number 23465, Windsor Locks.
Windsor Locks, you're up.
I'm sorry, Bob. Happy to hear that, just me. Good morning. Good afternoon. Would you identify yourself?
Certainly. Detective Sergeant Jeffrey Lampson, Windsor Locks Police.
Can you spell your last name?
L-A-M as in Mike, P as in Paul, S-O-N.
Thank you. So we will take open statements from each of you, and you first.
Then we have Ralph Sharman.
Sorry.
That's okay. Attorney Ralph Sharman representing the appellant. Thank you.
So my name is Jeff Lampson. I'm the detective sergeant with Windsor Locks Police Department. Our unit handles the background investigations for pistol permits. I received an application from...
This is the brief opening, Sergeant.
I'm sorry?
Just a brief opening.
Overview of what you're going to do, it's not the whole case.
Oh, okay. I apologize. It boils down to suitability. The applicant, by all accounts, legally met the standard set by the state. However, when I got into the applicant's personal background, Facebook specifically, there was an unsettling post that I discovered, which required further inquiry, and that's what brought us here today.
Thank you.
Well.
I'll pass on the opening statement, thank you.
I can get into it?
Good to go.
Okay, appreciate it. Windsor Locks Police Department ultimately, after considering all the facts and circumstances, decided to deny Mr. Nolan of his permit.
Just please refer to Mr.
No problem. I'll get my sea legs about halfway through. On 11/21/2022, during the course of my investigation, I found on the appellant's Facebook page an image of what appeared to depict a gay pride flag with five bullet holes in it. This depiction appeared to be on the front page of the New York Times. So it was a picture of that image on what appeared to be the front page of the New York Times. There was no further context to this image, and I noticed that the ability to comment or see comments about this post had been deactivated on the appellant's Facebook page. And again, just to remind you folks, that was on 11/21/2022 when I found the post. On 11/20/22, a mass shooting occurred at Club Q, which is located in Colorado Springs, Colorado, in which five people were killed and 17 others were injured. According to media outlets, the Q Club was a haven for LGBTQ people, quote, end quote. I also discovered that the New York Times had never published this aforementioned image that I just described to you, which had been circulating around the internet. Naturally concerned about this image, and without any context, I contacted the appellant and asked if he could explain the nature and intent of this post. The appellant became defensive and argumentative during this conversation, and I asked the appellant if his post was in reference to the Q Club or the Club Q shooting, which I just explained to you, to the board. The appellant did not answer this specific question and only said he was trying to generate a national discussion and would not elaborate any further. To avoid further argument with the appellant, I suggested that we meet in person to discuss this matter further, which he agreed. On 12/30/2022, at about 2 p.m., the appellant arrived at the Windsor Locks Police Department. The interview was recorded on my department-issued body camera. I explained the nature of my concern regarding this Facebook page, or I'm sorry, this Facebook post on his page, and I asked for an explanation. To paraphrase the appellant's response, he said that in 2015 he had been involved in politics and shares a variety of news articles and important topics which he believes people should be aware of. The appellant said he was sharing what he thought was a legitimate New York Times article. The appellant was unaware that this had not been published by the New York Times at all. The appellant said he was hoping that this post would generate a conversation about anything. The appellant said he does not harbor any anti-gay tendencies or opinions when asked. The appellant said he wanted to make people aware of the news and interpreted the image as an act of violence in our country, which should have never happened. A simple explanation that he could have provided me during our initial telephone conversation. In conclusion, my opinion was that this Facebook post, coupled with the appellant's hesitancy and unwillingness to be forthcoming to provide meaningful context and understanding to this post, raised the issue of suitability. It was my opinion at that time, and it still is, that the appellant was being purposely vague in answering my questions surrounding the intent of this post and what it was meant to symbolize. If it was designed to generate a national conversation, the comment section on his post would not have been deactivated. I feel the appellant lacks the suitability and maturity to be issued a temporary pistol permit at that time. He was then advised of the appeals process. If he didn't want to explain it to me, he could explain it to the board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is it your claim that this post was a threat by the appellant?
I just read you what my claim was.
That doesn't answer my question.
Well, it actually does. I never said that. I said I needed context. He didn't want to provide any context. So I didn't know what it was meant to elicit by posting it, because he was unwilling to write context to the picture, and I didn't want to assume. That was the whole point.
So I guess I'm asking you, did you assume that it was a threat?
I just answered your question.
I'll let the board draw their own conclusions. Thank you. You said that the comment section was deactivated, so that shows that he wasn't trying to start a conversation.
No, it was showing the...
Isn't that your testimony?
It was showing the discrepancy between what he was telling me and what I actually found out. If he's trying to generate, by posting that, a conversation, then why would the comment section be deactivated?
Couldn't there be other reasons?
I'm asking you.
No, I'm asking you, sir.
I'm not
under oath, and I'm not required to testify, but you are required to answer these questions, sir.
And I did. And I just did. If he's trying to generate a national conversation,
I'm asking you a
then
question.
Why would it be deactivated?
Question. Madam Chair, would the witness please be instructed to wait until there's a question asked?
That would be a good idea.
Thank you. Okay, one more time. Please listen carefully. I'm going to ask you a question that requires your truthful answer under oath. Couldn't there be multiple possible reasons that someone would deactivate comments on a Facebook post?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. So, merely deactivating the comments on a Facebook post is not necessarily in conflict with a desire to generate a conversation.
I felt in this case it was.
Okay, so that was your conclusion?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. You have, appellant has no criminal record, right?
None whatsoever.
Okay. And you have nothing else that you think makes him unsuitable, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I have nothing further for this witness. Thank you.
And his Facebook page, and we have a copy. Mm-hmm. It was just a post of the New York Times header with the picture with the five bullet holes.
Correct.
No header, no comment from the appellant or anything like that.
No, sir, which prompted the phone call to discuss
it. And he posted it the day after the Colorado shooting, mass shooting?
Again, it appeared so based on the chronology and the timelines that I was seeing on the post, and then research with respect to the Club Q.
Did the appellant, we only have that one, did the appellant, you saw his, did the appellant have other Facebook posts?
Yes, there were nothing was alarming.
Like how many other posts did you see?
I don't remember how many other posts, but I can tell you what other posts that I did saw. No, nothing of this nature.
Okay, so it's not a pattern, it's not like they had others or anything?
No, there did not appear to be any type of pattern or...
Nothing of concern?
Or concern beyond that post, correct.
And it was just the picture itself was concerning, based on the timing?
And the picture itself of what it was displaying.
Yes. No, that's all I have, man.
What was your interpretation of the picture?
I think I asked that. You're going to testify, you already answered it.
It was open to interpretation, which is why I called the appellant to talk about it, because there was no context to it. I think everybody in this room is aware of the tragic and unjustifiable active shooters. We've all seen it. And I think we all know in this room it's almost become like commonplace that sometimes posts precede these events. And I wasn't necessarily going down that road either. But without context, without something to give me direction, I'd be remiss if I didn't question him as to what this was supposed to be. What was it supposed to mean, represent?
And so after your discussion with the appellant, did it substantiate your concerns?
First or second, sir?
After the discussion about the article, I think you guys did it in person.
First conversation, he didn't provide me any context. Right, and then I had the follow-up conversation.
Yep.
And as I said, he I felt, in my opinion, that he was avoiding the direct line of questioning that I was trying to get at, which is, what is the meaning of this? And he just kind of generically kept going back to, well, it was meant to discuss, it was meant to create a general conversation about, and like I mentioned, violence. And so I said, okay, but how are people going to respond one way or the other when your Facebook page has been deactivated? So there seemed to be a contradiction there. I felt that as somebody that's in public office, I believe he still was at the time, you know, we're all held to a higher standard. And so it begged the question to be explored more. And my overall characterization of him at that time was just evasive, not wanting to be pigeonholed into a direct answer or response to that.
When you say someone in public office, please explain. I read something about public official.
He mentioned, I think he worked for the, I believe he worked for the town of Windsor Locks at one time in, I could be mistaken, like a clerk's position or something within the municipal department of the town hall. And then my understanding was that he had an affinity to either continue to be involved in politics or public service in another municipality.
So, last question.
Sure.
We have the picture. You did a good thing in asking the question.
Mm-hmm.
After your second interview or discussion with the appellant, did it substantiate your concerns that the immigration that was correct, or?
It didn't answer my concerns satisfactorily based on the climate that we live in. And I would rather err on the side of caution and have the appellant, if he doesn't want to talk to me, and that's his right, I suppose, he can talk to the board, who has more authority than I do, to get to the foundation of what this was supposed to mean.
Yeah. I'm going to use Kyle's, or the nexus. You had a concern that was presented, it was answered, and now it didn't, being uneasy about that, erring on the side of caution, it turned to suitability because of a post. That's, I guess that's...
And I understand what you're asking me. So in the documentation is there through Department of Justice, FBI, it is not uncommon for, and I'm not character, let me be clear, I'm not characterizing the appellant as an active shooter or having the intent, but that is a precursor to these. If you follow this and you're aware of this, the internet is used a lot of times to, or investigators, to go back and to see the history and what's being posted. It's not uncommon. And so I think any police department in this day and age has to take a step back and be to vet that as best they can to the point where they feel comfortable, and then, you know, make their decision based on that. I think it's important to note that if during the original telephone conversation I had with him, if he explained something that was legitimate and reasonable, that probably could have been the end of it, because again, like his attorney pointed out, no criminal history, there was nothing other than this post that was unsettling. So.
Thank you.
Attorney Sherman?
I have no redirect. I'm sorry, where are we? No recross.
I think it's your turn.
Sir. Oh, okay, yeah. The board's done. I didn't realize, yeah. Okay. Well then I'd like to call the appellant, thank you. Sorry about that. So, would you tell the board, please, how old are you?
35.
And what do you do for work?
I am a Connecticut town clerk.
Where?
Currently in Windsor.
Have you worked anywhere else as a town clerk?
I have served multiple communities. I have served the town of Windsor Locks and the town of Granby, Connecticut.
Okay, and that's why Chief has recused himself. I'm not sure if we noticed that for the record. Mm-hmm. And...
I do know that. Yes, I know that he's. Yeah.
Okay. I don't have a problem with it. But I believe they knew each other personally. How long have you been doing that type of work?
I began clerking as an assistant clerk, I believe, in 2019.
Okay. So, you recall the Facebook that the detective sergeant has testified about. Right, the Facebook post? Okay. So, what did you mean when you shared that thing?
Yeah, so I came across the Facebook post while scrolling online after the national tragedy. At the time, I thought I was sharing what I believed was, you know, in connection with national news. I looked at this image and I saw heartbreak. I saw five missing pieces of a community. I had a moment of sadness, and I shared the Facebook post. It's been, you know, brought up the fact that the comment section had been turned off during the period the Facebook post was live and people could comment. Some of the comments were, in my opinion, egregious and not what I believed in. I'm happy to read a few of them if you would like. I have copies of the comments. Most of them talk about the spread of the grouping and about no hate quite like Christian love. I didn't agree with those comments. I therefore shut them off.
Okay. So, do you post other things on Facebook that are from current events?
I have posted dozens and dozens of local community events about anything from statewide news, elections, trying to keep my fellow citizens informed of everything going on in both our country and the state.
Okay. Do you have a problem with gay people?
I don't. In fact, in what I do for a living, I issue dozens of marriage licenses to same-sex couples.
And when Detective Sergeant Lampson first phoned you, do you recall that first phone call?
Yeah.
When did that occur?
The first phone call was actually on Saturday, December 24th, 2022. It was late in the day on Christmas Eve. It was already at a Christmas Eve family party. He was asking me about a Facebook post that I really have no memory of sharing. You know, not being able to discuss the image over the phone because I really wasn't sure what he was talking about. We agreed to set a date for a later meeting, which we agreed to meet on Friday, December 30th.
Okay. Thank you. I have nothing further.
Questions for Attorney Sherman?
Or the appellant.
The appellant.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I'll get it right soon. Like you, I'm learning my way. Do you have questions, please?
I suppose if there was one question, it would be if that were in fact true, then how come you didn't share that with me that about the conversations that started to come in shortly after you posted that, because that was something that you had never shared with me.
In my opinion, you had made an assumption as to why I shut them off, and you never directly asked. I did try the best of my ability to answer all of those questions during the interview.
Well, my body-worn camera would...
I've watched the video. I have copies of it.
Okay. It just would have seemed that would have been when we were talking about that and we were going down that road about that, that you could have said, I turned it off and I actually have copies, and you could have shared that. And of course, that would have, provided me with more context of that picture and what you were experiencing in terms of what you were receiving from, and I'm assuming, I don't know if you knew the people that were responding or not, but it certainly would have been helpful.
Questions from the board?
Just to clarify, so the original New York Times cover or the magazine that you posted, did it have the holes in the five holes or
the image?
The image, yes, that was the image.
So you didn't change the image?
No, I did not create this image. I did not alter this image. I shared this image.
So you just took something you saw and posted?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else from the board?
Okay,
thank you. Final statements. Anything else to say?
Yes, I would like to make a brief closing argument. If you want to make it really difficult to get information from somebody, call them on Christmas Eve at a family party and ask them about a Facebook post that was, who knows, 24 posts ago, 2 months ago, and interrogate them and be the police interrogating them about it. We have a failure to communicate, obviously, and a gross misinterpretation of the situation. There's nothing. He has a good past. He's a good man. Thank you.
Anything else to say?
I would just say that I don't consider the conversation that I have with the appellant as the attorney just characterized as an interrogation. I wish I could have Christmas Eve off, but again, understanding that the climate and the culture that we live in, I would have been remiss if I didn't take it to the next step and try to coordinate some point in time to meet with the appellant to get some answers. I never said he was unsuitable beyond this. It was this that was the sticking point, and I would do it again. I felt it was the prudent thing to do.
Thank you.
This is a denial by the Windsor Locks Police Department. The denial is for suitability. Basis of the denial is that while doing a background investigation and a check of the appellant's Facebook page, Windsor Locks Sergeant discovered a post in which a gay pride flag had five bullet holes in it. With a New York Times header on it. The post was contemporaneous to a mass shooting that had occurred in Colorado at a LGBTQ club in which five people had been killed. The New York Times did not in fact publish that. It was a post that the appellant had seen, reposted it. Windsor Locks Police Department just followed up regarding the meaning and background of the post. Initially, the appellant, I guess, in the appellant's testimony, he was called on Christmas Eve, did not want to discuss the matter. They later met 4 days later. The appellant, based on the sergeant's testimony, stated that it was to generate that natural conversation. The appellant's testimony was that it was to show sympathy or empathy for the event. He turned off his comments because of the number of troubling or comments he did not believe in that came up on his Facebook page.
Thank you. Comments from the board? Yes, sir.
Okay. I think you're to be commended for viewing the state of affairs and the times that we live in as you know, being prudent and doing an investigation of something that you thought might indicate a possibility of violence, and that's your job, and obviously I think you're to be commended for that. As you heard at the beginning of the statements by our chairman this morning, the issuing authority has the burden of proof of proving that the applicant is not suitable to get a permit. And your approach by saying, well, I didn't get enough information, but it's up to the board to ask the questions, to me, unfortunately, that indicates that the issuing authority has not sustained its burden of proof to prove that this applicant is unsuitable.
Anything else from the board?
I would just echo in which the Attorney Sinetti said, in which I think the sergeant would have been completely remiss if he hadn't followed up on it. And it's just, I don't know where the breakdown was, but there seems to have been some breakdown in communication somewhere in that conversation or interview in which we should have ended up here today. Because I don't see anything else in which the appellant is unsuitable. And I'm not saying on whose burden that is, but somewhere along the line there seemed to be a miscue in communication. And
well,
it should have been nothing. I'm just saying it should have, it, you know, we
well,
should have.
If I can comment on that. Just
no, we're all done. So no, I'm not putting blame on anybody. What I'm saying is, I don't see anything in which the appellant is unsuitable at this time, right? So that's all I can say.
Time for a vote. Attorney Sinetti?
Appellant.
Mr. Gray?
Appellant.
Appellant.
Appellant. And I vote appellant.
Thank you.